This could be interesting. I don't know how much I remember, like, first time, so some of these might not be the actual first time, but it'll be the funnest first time, I guess. Okay, so first time learning about sex. That's kind of weird, and that's kind of like a process thing. But I grew up on a farm, so I always knew that, like, you put the boy cow with the girl cows, and then you have baby cows. So that's not really super awkward. But I do remember one time we were, like, playing with, I don't know, dinosaurs or something at my, like, grandma's house. And, like, I was aware of, like, mating seasons and whatnot. And I was just like, I wonder when the dinosaur mating season was. And a bunch of my older cousins were like, oh my god, ha ha ha. So that was kind of weird. First time seeing genitalia of the opposite sex in a sexual way and or a not sexual way. Okay, well, the first time was definitely a non-sexual way because I have a small, like, a little brother and I used to change his diapers. So, yeah, there's that. In a sexual way, it was probably an accidental email link click that there was porn, which was more confusing and shocking to me and a little bit scary because it was during the day and I was on the computer in the living room. Yeah, definitely porn late at night when my parents were sleeping would have been the first time I actually saw genitalia in a sexy way. First time feeling super horny. I don't know. This is one of those, like, I can't think of, like, when the first time I felt super horny was, but I used to I used to rub one out in the bathrooms at school in high school because I just needed that. Yeah, I was a bad kid. I'm trying to think of other times I felt super horny, and it's weird. Like, I get, like, super horny when it's not really possible for me to, like, grab someone and throw them down. If I know that that option is available, I usually don't get quite as horny because I know that I can take care of it. So, I've never been, like, throw someone down and grind on them horny if they were there to be thrown down and ground upon. Kind of annoying. First time fapping, probably like 10 or 11, sharing a room with my sibling, my sister, and yeah, just teasing, learning that it felt good, and always feeling horribly guilty after I came, like, just like I would, something would happen, and then I would just be like, I would feel horribly guilty, like, oh my god, what did I just do? And I'd have to hide it. But I also assembled a lovely collection of toys. I had a rock that was, like, pretty big and round and smooth, and I would just, like, press it against my vulva because it was cold and it felt good. And there was other assorted toys that I used, whether for insertion or not, just makeshift toys. Yeah, for sharing a room with my sister, I did get a little adventurous and ambitious. Including, we had this, like, big reel for kite string, and it was big and had these long, thin red handles. And I used that for anal play a couple of times, which was kind of a little bit weird because then it kind of got dirty and I had to wash it, and that was a little bit weird trying to wash the handles off of this kite reel without anyone realizing what was going on. So, I get really good at sneaking around the house when everybody was asleep. First time seeing pornography images or video. Oh, I guess if that first one is, like, seeing genitalia live, the first time I actually saw genitalia, I was already, like, 18 by the time I finally went to see my boyfriend at the time. And so I kind of knew what was coming already. He was small. It was kind of nice. Anyway, okay, so first time I saw pornography, yeah, the first time would have been a awkward email link. Kind of freaked me out because people were watching. But other than that, yeah, I've seen a lot of porn. Okay, first time I consciously tried to dress sexy or look hot. I would be guessing that was my goth phase in high school, which utterly failed because I'm a pretty comfortable dresser for the most part. So then when I tried to wear my sexy ass goth clothes, everybody just kind of laughed at me because it was a small school and nobody fucking cared. So that was kind of depressing. However, my later attempts to dress sexy when I was like in university and going out clubbing worked much better. I'm still, anytime I like try to dress sexy, I always feel a little weird. If it's just at home, then it's not so bad, but if I'm like trying to dress up and go out, I always like, I don't know, does this look hot? 'Cause I really don't know how to make myself look hot and be like, damn, yeah, I'm a sexy ass bitch. I still don't know how to do that. First time I found a new kink or totally satisfied an existing one. Oh, fuck. Okay, I always, like, I kind of was interested in the dom sub thing, and I thought that was cool. In some relationships, I've kind of tried it, like, in the bedroom strictly. Messaging the corporal when we'd first met. Like, we first kind of met on a dating site, and, when I first started talking with him, and it was a lot of like texting back and forth because he was away on some kind training thing, and there was some emails, and realizing how fucking hot it was to tease him and to have him be mad at me or like fake mad at me. I remember I was getting out of work at one point, and I texted him. I can't remember what I texted him, whatever, and he texted me some request, and I texted back as you wish. And he texted back something about like not buttercup or whatever, and I told him obviously you're buttercup because that's how that works, and he's like, I'm not a princess. So then he was mad at me, and he had sent me a video. It was supposed to be a video of him jacking off in the shower, and he instead he hadn't figured out the camera or something. Anyway, he had recorded this like 10-second video of like the shower tile, and he sent it to me with the subject line, "This is what you get for being mouthy," and I loved it. I loved it. He did get me the jacking off video anyway, which is nice. But that summer was pretty awesome for the learning. He also sent me some pictures of him like looming over me in his full uniform, which was also fucking delicious. With or without his cock out. Just exploring things with the corporal has been, oh, it's been amazing. Finding out what really gets me going, and yes, yeah, so yeah, learning about submission in that way, and learning more about Spanx has been fun too. I'm trying to think of like any time that there's been like a kink come up that it's like been totally new to me and actually worked, and I can't really think of anything in particular. Like, things always kind of grow on me. Yeah, I guess it's hard to say. First time I saw or felt my sexual limits. Oh, fuck. Okay, so this is like a really bad story, 'cause I got to my limit and then I was being pushed beyond that, and I was not happy with that. So yeah, if you're triggery at all, you might want to skip the rest of this one. I was fooling around with my boyfriend at the time, and we had kind of talked about domination and whatnot, and we had kind of agreed upon a safe word. But I was thinking that the way this was going to work was, you know, if we were going to do a scene, we would do a scene and we kind of talk it out and plan it and then do it. And I could safe word out if I needed to. What had happened, he was using a toy on me. And I had come a few times, and I was done. I wasn't really enjoying myself anymore. It wasn't fun. I was kind of done, and I was telling him to stop. It's like, I told him to stop, and he just kept going. He just kept going, and he kept laughing, and kept going. And at that point, like, I wasn't even thinking about safe words or whatever, because that wasn't where I was. I wasn't in a space where the safe word made sense to me. To me, we were just having sex. We weren't in a scene or anything, and he just kept going. And he never asked for, you know, if I needed a safe word. Like, he never gave me that, right? And I was saying, no, no, stop, I thought. And I was, like, trying to kick him away and everything. And so he just kept going, and I just shut down. I shut down. I stopped. And, like, I guess I still came after that. Like, my body was still responding, but I just wasn't there anymore. I left. And when I came back, when he stopped, I said, like, you went too far. Like, I wasn't having fun. I wasn't enjoying myself. Like, you pushed too far. And he was like, oh, well, you never safe worded, so I thought it was okay. And I was like, at that point, I was like, oh my god, you were waiting for a safe word? Like, why didn't you tell me that's what you were looking for to stop? Because if you had said, well, do you need a safe word, I would have gone into that, like, I would have clicked over. But I was saying, no, I was saying stop. I didn't think we were in a scene. I thought stop and no was enough to prove that I was not consenting to this anymore. So that triggered a whole series of conversations on rape, which resulted in me dumping that guy, because it turns out that he was kind of abusive and an asshole. So that was bad. Since then, and with other partners, I've actually it's been quite fun to test my limits, and it's actually been rather hard to find them. We was with the corporal, and we were gonna try and find how far I could go, like how many times I could come or whatnot. And actually, we had to turn off the Hitachi because it was like getting hard to hold and like burning, like not burning his hand, but like it was getting way too hot to hold before I actually was gonna safe word out. So yeah, that was kind of, I guess, having a partner that I know is going to listen when I say no makes it a lot easier for me to go further, and push my limits a lot more, because I know that if I do find an edge, like if I do find a limit and I say please stop, then it'll be respected. So and then it's a lot easier to just keep going, which is kind of interesting. First time posting on GWA. Well, there was my verification audio, which at the time was like, okay, well, I'm going to verify so that if Even More Like wants to do couples audios, it's easier. Because I was like, that's where I was thinking. I was like, okay, we'll do some couples audios. It'll be adorable. So I verified because, like, hey, that would be easy. And my original thought was that, like, all of our audios, like, I would verify and Even More Like would do all the audios and posting and whatnot. And then I posted on my own. And I kind of got hooked. The first actual audio post I did that wasn't my verification, Even more like was heading out to work, and I asked him if I could record and if I could come, and he said that I could come once. So I did. So that was my first post. That was fun. First time Gone Wild audio made you super horny. I'm not entirely certain. Like I don't know for sure, but my brain keeps saying relocation, relocation, relocation. So it probably was something that relocation posted, because his voice just does magical things to me. Any of the Gentle Dom audios tend to do wonderful things, and anyone with a lot of bass in their voice. There's been a few guys that I'll start listening and just kind of melt a little bit, because the voice is just I don't do a lot of listening to females, but anytime I do, and a lot of the times it's Tart or Now Come Here Darling, because she makes the best noises, and that always kind of gets me going. Okay, it really gets me going, because those noises are just, oh, yes. First time submitting or domming? Well, let's go with both. My first time really subbing. Yeah, it's funny. Like I had a boyfriend who was like a capital D dom, but he never really dominated me, because he was looking for like a lifestyle type person, and I'm like more of a scene, or at least at the time felt like I was more of a scene person. So, yeah, I guess that's not really. I never really submitted to him per se. So then I'm trying to think of like my actual first submission. I guess it really would have to be the corporal that I actually like submitted to, as opposed to just going along with whatever they said. I don't know how to really explain that one, because it was a lot of over text and over email, and I would get bad ideas, and I would send him dirty pictures, and he would ask for dirty pictures, and oh, fun times. Okay, so my first time doming, and I'm a terrible dom. I don't know if it's really my first time doming. It's more my first time topping. I was with a guy who was a virgin, and I really wanted to do stuff with him, and he was pretty shy, so I didn't want to push him too far, but I wanted to try things. So we ended up kind of falling into this weird pseudo-religious interrogation roleplay thing. And so at first he was on top of me, like, interrogating me. And then I just, like, I fought against him. I love fighting, wrestling sort of things. It was fun. Anyway, I managed to wrestle him around, and I ended up on top of him, and I was, like, grinding on him hard while I, like, interrogated him somehow. I don't remember how it went. But either way, I was on top, and we were just dry humping. But he came all over his shorts, so that was fun. But yeah, I'm a super awkward dom. I tried to tease the corporal once, and it was a joke. I was so bad at it. Oh God. That said, apparently, if you listen to my Secret Santa, I get ideas. In theory, I could, you know, be a very, very gentle sex dom, sexy dom person. I can't do it in real life. have no idea what I'm doing when it comes to jobbing in real life. Okay, so I guess that's my first times.